Lawrence, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Thursday, June 19th, a group of protesters outside the De l'Église station in Verdun were raising awareness about accessibility in the metro system. Elected officials, community groups, and everyday commuters were demanding the provincial government finance the accessible adaptation of more stations. Less than half of Montreal's metro stations are currently accessible, fitted with elevators and ramps for those with mobility issues. In Verdun neighborhood, none of the metros are accessible. Here is Jerome Saunier, a man who was attending the protest.
You have to wheel yourself for kilometers to reach an accessible station, and so that's tiring and that's unfair. People can access any station they want because they have two legs. I don't have legs, so I can't.
Back in March, Quebec's CAQ government announced they would be slashing $258 million from funding public transit maintenance over the next 3 years. Alejandra Zanda Mendez is the MNA for Verdun. She was attending the protest and had this to say about the situation.
Where we have families, especially that sometimes we have two kids, it's more hard for them to take the metro. For Verdun, if the nearest accessible station is in Lyon-El-Grou, you need to take either one bus or two buses, so it takes more time. And people that have to go to work with disabilities, they're unable to do so. Users from the CLAC, users from the Verdun hospital, they cannot come to their appointments using public transportation because they don't have the access to an accessible site.
The STM, Montreal's Transit Authority, has committed to adapting 10 more metro stations to be accessible by 2030, but this was before transit funding cuts from the province. With files from Zach Jutra, I'm Adam Innes for the Local Journalism Initiative.
Broken system, yeah. listening.
Hope everyone's doing all right today. That was System from Honey Drip's 2023 album, Psychotropical. Honey Drip, Montreal legend, as far as I'm concerned. You are listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM, live from what feels like the hottest place in the world, Loyola Campus, the third floor. I think it's the fourth floor. My name is Josh, once again. I hope you're staying cool wherever you're listening from. Got a fun episode planned for everyone today, as we got a very important event to plug. As you might know, it is the 25th anniversary of Suoni Pearl Popolo happening right now, as we speak. One of the city's great music festivals. Owen's unfortunately not here in the studio with me, but we are co-presenting a program tomorrow. It will feature the Nausea out of Vancouver, Ritual Purification, and the Nausea has created a new score to a 1926 silent Japanese horror film called A Page of Madness. It's going to be at Sala Rosa tomorrow. Doors at 7, show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $20 ahead of time, $25 at the door. It's going to be a really cool time. I'm very excited for it. I've never seen A Page of Madness, but it's pretty revered in the canon of horror, and as it's a silent film, there's been a lot of people over the years who have done their own scores, and Vancouver's The Nausea is I think one of the most compelling and interesting noise performers I've seen recently. She played at the Initial Shock Noise Fest last summer, And also I saw her play in, I want to say February, and it was, both performances were incredible. Also Initial Shock 3 is coming up, on July 5th, if I'm not mistaken. That's going to be, at, Petit Ours, and Toscadura, that weekend. It's going to be very cool. I'm very excited for that. And Owen and I are going to do a little promo for that as well coming up. But if you're able to make it down to Sala Rosa tomorrow evening, they got AC there. And it's going to be, I think, one of the... it's at least the evening of the event of Suoni per il Popolo. Wow, sorry, the heat is getting to me. It is the performance at Suoni per il Popolo that I'm personally most excited to see, although there's a lot of good stuff going on this year, as always. So come out if you're able to. I'm going to play some stuff from The Nausea and also Ritual Purification, the two performers, who actually, also I forgot to mention, will be doing an artist talk after the screening of the movie and after they play. Yeah, so let's get to the music. Ritual Purification, also out of Vancouver, has their album that came out in January, Into the Demon's Mouth, is titled The 100,000 Songs of Mila Repa. It is kind of thematically based around the Tibetan saint Mila Repa, and I'm gonna play a track off that that's been really speaking to me recently, although the whole album is really, really, really cool. Highly recommend checking it out, and coming to the show tomorrow. Anyway, without further ado, this is Into the Demon's Mouth from The 100,000 Songs of Mila Repa by Ritual Purification.
Suoni Pearl Popolo and Dreamscapes on CJLO present 10 Years of Metonymy Press, a cabaret, live at Casa del Popolo on Sunday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. For 10 years, Metonymy Press has been publishing queer, trans, and feminist literature by emerging writers, trying to reduce barriers for authors who interrogate the status quo to produce stunning, multi-genre books that reframe power and affirm life. This decade of Metonymy Press will be celebrated in the company of H. Felix Chow Bradley, Shanice Nicole, Kamala Mackerel, Trish Sala, Eli Tarek L. Bechelani Lynch, Kai Cheng Tom, and Jia King Wilson Yang. Don't miss out. Tickets and more information can be found on suonipearlpopolo.org, and keep listening to CGLO for more features on everything Suoni related.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. That was Spirit Remnants by the Nausea and Ekthros off of their most recent offering called Dream Disintegration. Came out just in April of this year. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this episode is dedicated to programming for Swoney Pearl Popolo, specifically a show that's going to happen tomorrow evening at 7 at Sala Rosa, where the Vancouver's The Nausea and also Vancouver's Ritual Purification, two incredible noise artists, will be performing, and The Nausea will be performing a newly composed score to accompany the Japanese classic 1926 silent horror film A Page of Madness. And there's going to be an artist talk afterwards, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you should definitely come if you are interested in noise, drone, chamber music, electroacoustic stuff. If you tune into this show on any kind of regular basis, it's very much the vibe that we try to capture on this show. The Nausea in particular is an artist that I love to play all the time, and it's going to be a great time. Gonna maybe go over a little bit more the details of this event, because I had never heard of A Page of Madness before. But if you're interested learning about this film, it came out in 1926. It was directed by Tenosuke Kunigasa, and it was co-written by the Nobel laureate Yasunari Kawabata. It transcends conventional narrative to explore the fractured psyche of individuals confined within an asylum. Kunigasa, a former kabuki female impersonator, employs a disorienting array of avant-garde and expressionist techniques, from rapid montage and distorted perspectives to dreamlike sequences and subjective camera angles, to plunge the audience directly into the character's inner turmoil. The film's raw, empathetic portrayal of mental distress, coupled with its innovative visual language, remains a powerful and unsettling experience. And The Nausea will provide a live, multi-instrumental score, amplifying the film's emotional intensity. So that's just a taste of what you will experience tomorrow if you come to Sala Rosa at 7. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $20 ahead of time, or $25 at the door. And come on out. It's going to be a great time. I'm very excited for this one. Yeah, and going to be mostly playing relevant music to this event. So you heard one from The Nausea, from her latest release, the collab with Ekthros. Now I'm going to go into one. Actually, this is slightly unrelated, but I should mention that this event is co-presented by Initial Shock, who will be putting on the aptly named Initial Shock Festival in early July, which you also got to check out. We're doing a bit of promo for that too, and I'm going to be working the door at a certain point, TBD, time TBD. Yeah, Initial Shock has put on some fantastic noise and noise adjacent programming in the city, and I'm going to play a track from the last show by Initial Shock that I went to. I think it was 2 weeks ago. I got to see Universal Cell Unlock play, who I didn't know was also a legendary cartoonist who publishes under the name CF. And it's funny because I was familiar with his work both as CF, the cartoonist, and as Universal Cell Unlock. I did not realize he was the same guy. So very exciting to find out that a guy who does really cool things in different mediums is the same guy. What's more exciting than that? His set in particular really blew me away, even though the whole evening was very, very high quality. And I wanted to play some of his stuff. So I thought this one would be an aptly titled track to play from his cassette, Electronic Myth 1, Bank Glass. This is Sun Devil. Mm-hmm.
do good, and good will follow. Almost I try, give her the strength to go through. As I track through this valley, the valley of love, the valley of no grudge. As I track through this valley,
yes,
it is the valley with no end. Rastafari, lives and reigns, tramping for like a pig in the trash.
That was The Valley featuring Aija Bar by N1 Sound. Sorry about that. There's a new release from Spiritual World, the label. Does a lot of modern forward-thinking dub based out of Toronto. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. Want to break up the noise with some dub as I'm listening to that kind of vibe when the days get impossibly hot. I think it's necessary. But before that, you heard Atavistic Rites by Ritual Purification, who I hope you come see tomorrow night at Sala Rosa at 7:30. Well, doors at 7, show starts at 7:30. I'll be there, and the Nausea from Vancouver will also be there. And the Nausea and Ritual Purification will both be performing and doing an artist talk after there is a screening of the 1926 Japanese silent horror film masterpiece, A Page of Madness. Sorry if that was an overwhelming plug. There's a lot of information to take in. Basically, the Naja will be performing, Ritual Purification will be opening with a very cool noise set. Then the Naja will be performing a score to this film, which is about 70 minutes long. And then afterwards, there will be an artist talk between the two of them. And it's going to be a really great event as part of this year's fantastic Suoni per il Popolo programming. And be there, because it's going to be a great time. I am going to put on a track while we're in a Toronto mood. We'll be putting on a track from Toronto soul legend Jackie Shane. This is Coming Down. This is the B-side to In My Tenement from 1963.
Coming down, coming down, coming down. Yes, I'm coming down. I'm coming down, 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 down. Coming down with a heartache. Sick, but I got a feel. Blood pressure running high. Pulse ain't right, I can't sleep at night. And here's the reason why. You ain't been around for a week or two. Said I ain't seen a high. Now have you coming down, coming down, coming down, coming down. I'm coming down, 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 coming down.
CJLO is proud to present Initial Shock, Montreal's Noise Festival, featuring artists such as Mass Marriage, Deaf Neil, Apologist, Matriarch, Anne F. Jacques, Taskmaster, and many more. Initial Shock takes place on July 5th at La Sauterenia and July 6th at Petit Ours. Advance tickets available now at initialshock.screamandrive.com. Proudly presented by CJLO.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
That was I Desire You Alone from The Hurting by Richard Ramirez. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. Before that, you heard Requiem by Vancouver's The Nausea. Ascension from Requiem, her debut album that came out June of last year. And last year, The Nausea and then Richard Ramirez were the headliners at Initial Shock that happened last July. Initial Shock coming up soon again, and it's going to be a great one. And if you didn't hear it before, I'll say it again. Come out to Sala Rosa tomorrow night to see The Nausea and Ritual Purification perform. It's going to be a noise show accompanied by a screening of the Japanese 1926 silent horror film A Page of Madness that The Nausea has created an original score for. And there's going to be an artist talk afterwards, and it's going to be really fun. So come on down if you are in the area and have the time, and it's not too hot, but you know there's AC there, so you'll survive. The tickets are $20 or $25 at the door. Again, show starts at 7. Doors at 7. Show starts at 7:30. It's tomorrow at the Sala Rosa. Thanks for tuning in this week. This has been Psychic Ceremony. I've been Josh. And continue to be. And I'm going to play this out with something sweet that's not noise, because there's been a lot of that this episode. I just heard this cover of Sukiyaki recently by Jennifer Lara, and I'm really digging it more than any other version of the song. So here goes. This is from 1982, recorded in Studio One in Jamaica. This is Sukiyaki by Jennifer Lara. Have a great week.
Oh, baby.